An American convoy with a helicopter and armored vehicles made its way Tuesday to a Syrian prison. This was the scene of a massive fight between the Islamic State and SDF fighters in January. It was an attempt to free ISIL fighters imprisoned inside. Even with U.S. military airstrikes, it took days to repel the attack. A concern for senators tasked with vetting the general nominated to take over U.S. Central Command at his hearing Tuesday.
Press reports indicate that up to 200 fighters may have escaped and hundreds of people were killed. If you are confirmed, you will be responsible for helping ensure the SDF and the Iraqi government have the capacity and support needed to address the threat from ISIS and properly detain these prisoners.
The senators seemed likely to confirm General Michael Carrillo to the post as he assured them he would address their concerns, spelling out what he sees as the challenges ahead.
The CENTCOM theater is also burdened by civil war and humanitarian crisis. The area is home to 9 of the top 10 most dangerous violent extremist organizations, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which are both reconstituting. All of these ill trends are accelerated by water scarcity and food insecurity. China has significantly increased its investment and influence in the region, and Russia acts as a spoiler.
Normally in Senate hearings about the Middle East, China isn't a big part of the conversation, but Carrillo says China now has economic deals in 18 of the 21 countries within Central Command. He says countering their influence will be a big priority as he looks to lead the U.S. military from Egypt to Kazakhstan. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.